Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. President Draupadi Murmu has said that all doctors should dedicate a few years of their professional life to rural areas. Addressing the convocation ceremonies of the University of Health Sciences and Ayush located at Nava Raipur, the president said that states like Chhattisgarh have inexhaustible reserves of herbs. President Murmu said that along with documenting it, research based on it should be promoted. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that education is the foundation of change and development in society. He said that India is undergoing a phase of positive change driven by education. Addressing the convocation ceremony of IIT Jodhpur yesterday, he said that India is a land of infinite opportunities and hope, and the whole world is eager to participate in its development stories. Speaking at the event, Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said that India is gaining a new identity in the world. More than 1,000 students were conferred degrees during the convocation. Mr. Dhankar awarded gold medals to meritorious students. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Dimapur Deputy Commissioner and District Election Office has announced that the draft publication of the photo electoral roll with respect to 1st January 2025 as the qualifying date will be held on October 29. Additional Deputy Commissioner and Electoral Registration Officer of Dimapur, Zakabo V. Rotoka, said that the event will take place at 11 a.m. at the Conference Hall of the Deputy Commissioner's Office. All concerned individuals have been asked to attend the draft publication event. President Draupadi Murmu lauded the Indian Space Research Organization ISRO's contribution in taking forward India's space program to greater heights. In a video message on the occasion of Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2024 in Akashvani's Rang Bhavan, New Delhi, President Murmu paid her tributes to Sardar Patel in her message. The president highlighted that Sardar Patel is the architect of modern India through the political integration of various princely states into the nation after independence. The president also mentioned that the Statue of Unity is a befitting tribute to Sardar Patel's rich legacy. The center has issued an advisory to curb hawks bomb threats on social media platforms and directed social media intermediaries to promptly remove hawks, report threats and cooperate with authorities. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology in a statement said that social media intermediaries must adhere to the IT Act 2000, the IT Rules 2021 and the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023. It also added that as part of due diligence obligations, it is the responsibility of concerned intermediaries, including social media intermediaries, to take necessary action under the IT Rules 2021 without delay. The ministry has reiterated that intermediaries are required to provide relevant information and assistance to authorized government agencies within 72 hours to aid in investigations or cyber security efforts. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar emphasized that a stable government over the past 11 years has significantly enhanced the nation's global standing. He was speaking at an event about globally emerging opportunities in Pune yesterday. He said that substantial infrastructure developments, including roads, railways and metros, have attracted foreign investment. Highlighting achievements such as the Chandrayaan mission and vaccine diplomacy, Jayashankar said that the world's trust in India has grown, particularly in collaboration with BRICS, the Quad and other global partnerships. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.